Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everybody. Little technology snafu. We're live in the Mind Body community. I'm Kim DeRamo, and I'm going to share today about if you feel like your world is falling apart, which is kind of funny because there's a lot of chaos going on for me right now, even just broaching this, where like feeling out of control. And how do we function when we feel out of control? How do we function when, because there's one thing that you can just like, or grasp for that, like, I gotta make it happen, I gotta make it work, I've gotta control this. It's not gonna work anymore. We are in the midst of a massive ascension. And if we don't learn how to like let go and be in flow, it's gonna create massive chaos in our lives. And as a doctor, my whole realm of where I'm operating is really how this applies to our body and to our health. So many people are suffering with chronic pain, chronic illness, all kinds of really obscure chronic illnesses. And it's like, what's going on with my body? And then I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what's happening. I have belly pain or whatever the symptoms may be. You go run into a conventional doctor and it's like, we don't even know what to do with you. Labs can show up abnormal. You know, we can finally get down the road of that manifestation and then we can start to detect the physical changes. But there aren't really a lot of ways that we have to resolve it at that level. More and more people are finding like that isn't even working for me anymore to have like a physical solution for the physical problem. And more people are in this no man's land of like, well, what's really going on? Why am I sick? Even if they have physical manifestation of health problems, or why is my world falling apart? Like I'm trying to be a good person and all my relationships are falling apart, or I'm working so hard, but I can't seem to have enough money. Or I can't even do this job anymore because it's making me miserable and I have to get out of here. So more and more we're seeing through this awakening, like our old strategies for functioning are not going to work. In fact, I just had our bookkeeper tell me, I'm not working with that accountant anymore. She's not working with our accountant. I'm not covering your case anymore. Bye. And I'm like, what? And so I talked to my accountant and he's like, yeah, and like one day just came back and was like, I'm done, I'm not working anymore, I'm not doing this. She had gone home, been with her family and found like she can't function that way anymore. And yeah, it's not the most professional way to do it, granted, but so many of us are coming there where it's like, I know this is killing me and I don't really know how to extract myself from it. And we get to this end of this severity where it's like, I can't even talk to anybody about this. I'm just out of here. And then we have to drop everything. Better than staying in it. I mean, good for her that she's at least following some space of her own awakening, like this is not right for me. But when everything's falling apart, we probably could do a better job at being conscious and being proactive to be in the smoothness and the fluidity to choose what is available to us to let things be much more expansive. Like, you know, maybe if she'd listened to that calling sooner, she could have made arrangements to like set something else up and like let her clients know ahead of time and have a smoother transition. It ultimately doesn't really matter. What matters is that we do start listening and we do start choosing what is in our heart, what is our awareness, okay? So that's the big thing. And I've spoken to so many people just in this last couple of weeks who have had like marriages feel like this is completely dissolving. I didn't know what was going on. Work situations, just I got laid off. I'm not doing that anymore. All kinds of things kind of blowing up in their face. And they're like, But it's actually what's right about this that I'm not getting, because as these old structures are falling away, there are new structures coming in. And that's what we want to tune into. And you've got to sort of dial your own frequency in order to even be aware of them at all. So I am a physician. I'm practicing now purely mind-body medicine. For those of you who know me, I'm at drkimd.com. I do see people privately, but most of the people I'm assisting are in groups or in larger programs or in, you know, situations like this. We go live every week at 11 a.m. in the Mind Body community in Facebook. And I love to answer questions and help people establish that inner alignment so it doesn't feel like your life is filled with chaos, so it doesn't feel like your life is completely out of control. As a super, super highly intuitive person, it's really easy for me to call out those energies immediately that are like subconsciously keeping you in these stuck patterns, subconsciously having you play out the same dynamics over and over of being in fear, being in overwhelm, never having enough time, never having enough energy, never having enough money, and specifically when your health feels like it's falling apart. Why don't I have health? Why can't I get out of bed? Why can't I function? I don't have energy. Or why isn't my thyroid working? That's really the realm where I operate, is having the clarity to know exactly what is going on that's keeping your body from health. The body can heal itself, but it needs to get what's required in order to do that. And a lot of us are functioning not in awareness. We're disconnected from our body. We're like living from the neck up, just trying to manage using the mind, which is very, very, very limited. We've got to start really connecting with what's going on within us. All right, so I love hearing where everyone is tuning in from. Ali from San Francisco, hello. Nicole, Courtney, Martha, Randy, hi. Kate, hello. Anita, Joanne, hi Kim, hi Joanne. Eva, Rachel, I'm really looking forward to this, me too. Jalene, Kate, Evely from South Africa. Wow, I'm glad you're talking about this topic. So share with me specifically what's resonating for you around this, and I'll try to speak more directly to that. Katie from Wales. Randy says, you already know this is right where my life is right now. For the first time in 2 years today, I only have enough to mail in half my rent. Okay. See what you can do. The person that was helping me with it in the last 2 months since I lost my second job is not able to. But much to my surprise, I feel totally peaceful and so in line inside my body with what I know is here for me. And my mind thinks I'm crazy. Okay, you are right on your moment. Because when you stop paying attention to what's going on outside as the quote unquote highest reality, and you start letting your inner reality be the foundation of what you are experiencing, that will open everything. It opens you up to clarity and awareness of what possibilities do exist here. Like maybe you make a renegotiation with your landlord and let him know proactively. Maybe you look and, you know, there's a different job situation. Or very, very often when people become more aligned, money they didn't even know about comes in, they get a check or they remember this account they had. Or about 4 months ago, I got a check with just under $10,000 that had been put in an account when I was back in residency. I didn't even know about it, forgot all about it. And it came in this weird way where they're like, oh, your account with us, blah, blah, blah. But there was no account number, no information. I almost threw it away. And I was like, let me just call them up and see what it is. And it ended up being pretty significant, piece for me. And I'm like, hey, let's get that transferred over here. But money can come in from very unexpected ways. Everything is responding to your frequency. You are physical and primarily first and foremost, you are electromagnetic. So when we begin to let ourselves operate that way, we really do welcome in way more possibilities. And that's a lot what I'm going to talk about today. So your first point of manifestation is the way you feel. The way you feel, yes, it's chemical. Yes, it's hormonal. All those changes happen too. But even before those changes, the electromagnetic shift. So if all you do is unplug from, oh my God, it's not okay, I have to control it, and move into, take three breaths, it's okay to be experiencing what I'm experiencing, and just open up 2% more ease and willingness with what is exactly as it is, just that alone will shift your electromagnetics. Now, what are electromagnetics? Your body is emitting an electromagnetic field. This can be detected up to 8 to 10 feet away from your physical body. So you can feel the electromagnetic energy around you. Now we've seen medically that it's either concordant or it's discordant, meaning it will either create a harmonic effect in your cells and your hormones and your chemistry and your immune system and your digestion, or it will be discordant and it will actually create more inflammation, and discord throughout your body. That has been shown to lead to physical medical illness. In fact, every medical illness we've ever seen has as its underlying core in the beginning, the early stages, this electromagnetic shift. Totally fascinating. It changes our DNA, it changes our chemistry, our hormones, everything about our cellular structure. And this is the one thing that you always, always do have the ability to master, is how you feel. So with whatever's happening, and this is a great question that I always go to, how could this be the best thing that could have ever happened for me right now? What would it take for me to let this in? If the job that you thought was your life source fell away, how could this be the best thing that happened? And like, actually, I really didn't love it. And what if something even more aligned for me could come in? So it doesn't mean you have to see that yet to begin to feel it. You can just begin to feel 2% more open and willing, and that is enough to create a shift. So way to go for you, Randy. Amy says, this is so timely. I've been using your programs for about a year with amazing results in my health. I'm still learning to recognize and clear my own emotional energy. I'm making slow progress. This week has been insane. In the last 2 days, my 5-year-old daughter's school was evacuated due to a threat. My mom broke her shoulder. My husband and I got into a heated argument, and I'm having a terrible tension headache and muscle pain again. Everything and everyone is okay, but it literally feels like a test from the universe. So if you can distance yourself from that, like here's what's going on outside, and anchor into the infinite self or just a space of stillness, or just take 3 breaths, if you can distance yourself from that, you'll actually begin to create a gap between what's going on within you and how it's projecting on what's happening outside of you. So you're no longer like how you feel and what's going on in your system being dictated by what's going on outside. You'll actually shift that. All you need to do is create a little bit of a gap. That's enough for it to stop the speeding up of chaos. All right, I wanna tune in with everyone here in Instagram. Hi, Alicia. She says, I've been so triggered and I'm feeling similar to when my depression first started. It's been super heavy. This is why I wanted to do this particular broadcast now. Right now, there are really, really old energies coming up to clear. What that will look like is your worst fears, like something will happen and it will like trigger your worst fears, or, oh my God, I really am a loser and I'll never make it. Or, geez, I really am completely unlovable and I'm a waste. Whatever that like heavy, it's a lie, but it will feel familiar in some way. And it'll be like, geez, I thought I got past this, but I guess I haven't. And it can make you feel really, really defeated. Oh, someone's telling me the video is blurry on Facebook. Let's just see what we can do, because we can save the one on Instagram too, but let me know how you guys are doing if you can see me. So right now, be conscious of that, because it will have you not buy back into those lies the way you may have in the past. And if you're like, oh, this is just the deepest, darkest pieces I've held, coming up to be reevaluated, coming up for the core of them to be released, and I don't need to buy back into this story. Even if you let the story come up, even if it seems like it's coming up in your face, be aware, stay present. You do not need to buy back into those stories, even if they feel really, really convincing and you feel bad. So for me, this thing came up earlier, like over the weekend and beginning of the week, that was all about being inadequate and inferior. And it was loud. I mean, I felt it and it was like, oh, this is pretty uncomfortable. But I had the awareness, like, this is the exact energy that for me to release, for me to move through in order to really step into something higher and receive everything I've been asking for. More clarity, more joy, more abundance, more expansion. This is the exact energy that needs to come up that I am. It's like, what's right about this I'm not getting for me to move through. And so for Alicia, we had this like old depression that's way back there and oh, finally I've escaped it, to enter a higher dimension of unconditionality. Like, I am free. I don't have to worry about getting back in the grip of that depression. I'm actually in fluidity with it. It's okay. There's no more this resistance to it, is letting that last piece move through where you don't buy back into what does this mean about me? And you don't buy back into, oh my God, it's bigger than me, I'll never make it. And you don't buy back into, I can't face this heaviness, it's too big, I've got to hide or fight it or suppress it. You actually just let it move through and know, I am more powerful than this. I am bigger than this energy. Because there is infinite power within all of us. Infinite power within us that when we unleash it through like forgiving the past and no longer carrying stories forward and no longer sinking to that lower level, when we unleash it, everything is possible. So yes, keep listening to your heart and what it is you truly desire and knowing, I'm willing to let everything go and welcome this in. Don't anchor back into the chaos, which means like, I gotta manage this, I gotta fight this. Okay, the next few weeks, I'm just gonna buckle down and then I'll be free later. And then I'll talk to my friends and then I'll take care of my body. Like we keep putting it on hold because we're buying into the idea that I need to engage this chaos. Chaos never needs your attention. Chaos is evidence that there's something in you that needs your attention. Chaos is evidence that stillness needs your attention. So if you can remember that, you'll let these energies move through really, really fluidly. All right, Anne says, I've experienced a huge shift in my energy alignments since doing the EFT in your Mind Body Solution for Pain Release program. That's the program she's talking about. Yesterday. Since then, everything feels easier. I feel lighter. I feel joy and ease, even though my body hasn't caught up. Awesome. So that's the first step in that shift in manifestation is I can control and determine how I feel, even if I don't yet see the reflection of it in my physical body, in my life, in the chaos. You actually can determine how you feel. Like, all right, the world's falling apart. I breathe in. I breathe out. Observe. Just that alone will shift the pattern. So yes, your physical cells will respond because everything responds. We see this scientifically. This isn't just an idea. We really see this in physical reality, that that's how it responds. And your body will begin to metamorphosize, to transmute physical energy as you hold the resonance of this, as you hold the resonance of that stillness, even if it's just a pause. Even if it's just 2% less chaotic. So the pause could look like, wow, this is interesting. All the shit is hitting the fan at the same time. Curious. That's enough of a pause, right? You don't have to get into, oh, this is awesome. It must really mean something amazing is happening. No, maybe you're not there. Maybe you're like, ah! But you're like, wait a minute. This is a little weird. So that's enough of a pause, meaning a shift in your frequency. Going from the frequency of, okay, I gotta help my mom and I gotta help my husband, I gotta help my thing and I gotta work over work and I gotta take care of all the kids. That frequency versus just something a little higher. What if life actually didn't require me to be in chaos? What if life would open up as I surrender into stillness? That's enough of a pause. Eva says, I've been letting go. And I want to say one other thing. Right now, the energetics and the acceleration of the frequency on the planet, the Schumann frequency, it's already been off the charts for like, you know, over the past year and beyond. But it's really letting in a lot of higher consciousness. If you're blocked to that, you'll experience it like, oh, sorry, we don't need you at this job anymore. Bye. Oh my God, I have nothing. If you're a little more conscious, you'll experience it as, I kind of hate that job anyway. Or if you're even more aware, you're proactive. Like, wow, this really isn't working for me. Let me rearrange my world and be proactive and find something else and open myself up. But it doesn't really matter how you've been doing it. It matters that right now you let yourself be more aware of like, whoa, this opening is actually creating space for something higher to come through. All right, Eva says, I've been letting go of so many things that weren't resonating with me. And that felt amazing. But I'm having a hard time with clarity. And what is this? What does, I'm sorry, having a hard time having clarity with what does and tuning into which feels expansive to me now, that all could be available. So I don't know, as I focus on the feeling, that I go into contraction, trying to read what she's saying. Any suggestions to tune into that, or just allow time so it presents to me? Well, we never want to wait to feel the expansion. Like, oh my God, I'm so contracted. Let me wait for everything to settle down and then I'll feel better. We can always reach for something more expansive right now. And of course, that is what allows our life to open up. So she says, my days feel so overwhelming and I feel I'm neither in my purpose nor productive like before. All right. You are letting, so you're saying I'm letting go of things that aren't resonating with me, and that felt amazing. So why is there a but? So if you bring more of your awareness on that, the lightness of like, oh, this is actually lightening me up. You don't have to go to step two of, so now what's going to show up? Now what do I do? Just stay with that, because that is going to create the lightness in your cellular structure, in your DNA, in the world around you. Stay with that. So start with that first piece and just make a period end. I'm letting go with what no longer resonates, and I feel the lightness of that. Because what you're doing is, so now what should I share? Focus on this, should I focus on that? Well, just find that lightness again. Oh, actually just letting everything go right now feels lighter. Let me just resonate in that and see what that creates. So that's more about receptivity and receiving than it is about doing. So you're answering your own question a little bit, where you're like, I'm not being productive, I'm not feeling in my purpose. So instead of, because where your focus of attention goes is where your energy of creation flows. Where your focus goes is where your energy goes. That's what gets created. So if you're going into like, I'm not in my purpose, just go back into that first piece of like, I am letting these things go that don't serve me. And I feel the lightness of that. And so in the second piece, like, there's something else that isn't serving you. And that's the perspective that you have to do it, that you have to create it, that you have to, like, it's going to come from you. It doesn't. It comes through you. It gets created through you as you hold the space of lightness. So don't push. Rita says, exactly what I'm experiencing right now. Michael, Jersey Mike in the expensive house. Nicole, it's a little blurry, but the last ones have been, and I can hear it clearly. All right, I'm going to see what we need to do with my computer. Jolene, glad to be here. Kim, I love listening to you. I find that I'm able to create space for shifting when my physical symptoms are more mild and moderate, but when they've been really severe and distracting, I'm really struggling with acceptance of it, simply because it's so physically uncomfortable. So spend more time when it's easier. Welcoming in the lightness that's already there, the lightness that you notice, like, it really is okay. I really do have what I need. I can accept myself fully and see how that creates more expansion, more harmony in my body, a feeling of more peace and ease. So practice it there. And then when you're in that intense moment, what one of my mentors calls the Super Bowl moment, like, game is on. It will be more available to you, but then don't try to make it perfect. Like, go through it in a muddy, mucky, imperfect way and just breathe your way through it, having some awareness of those other moments when there is clarity. Okay, so let me tune into this a little more. You don't have to actually accept, like, if it's so uncomfortable, it's not like, it's okay, I'm in this excruciating pain. It's just being willing to relax through it and let the energy move, because physical pain happens when there's resistance in the body. Energy is trying to move and there's resistance. So look in those easier moments for, what am I holding in those intense moments, those Super Bowl moments that makes it so hard? Is it fear? What am I holding in my day-to-day life outside of those Super Bowl moments that maybe I can release? Like, hating my body or judging it, or holding on to relationships that really don't honor who I am, or other aspects of your life. What are you doing in your work? How are you interacting with money? A lot of people I've worked with are like, I have a really hard time spending money on myself, because they see it as a spending, not as an investment. Well, if you remember, I'm infinitely worthy and valuable, and as I feed and water myself, everything and everyone in my life flourishes. You won't have such a problem investing in yourself with whatever brings you joy. So look in those non-Super Bowl intense moments for like, where am I not honoring myself fully? Because then when those moments come up, and in the easy moments, you can look to those intense moments, like what is it that happens in those moments that's so contracted for me? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it shame? So just be more aware of what that dynamic really is and what you're doing. All right, back to Instagram. Jai says, for the last year, I've been continually triggered with abandonment trauma from my past. I just can't seem to get past the belief that deep down, no one cares. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that's gonna come up right now. So it's all gonna be really, really loud. Invite it, because it's all the stuff you've been holding for maybe decades that's ready to kind of like rear its ugly head, but move through and be seen and be in, like if you can be in less resistance, you'll release more of that energy. You won't buy into suppressing it or distracting yourself so you don't really feel it. Like for me, for years, I've been releasing that whole energy of inadequacy and inferiority and whatever. But this, it was like an even more intense part of it. It's just, I was more clear and more conscious, so I could let it move through more easily. Still uncomfortable, but I wasn't totally contracting around it. I was in a little bit more expansiveness to let it move through. All right, I hope that is useful. So don't feel like it's wrong if all this stuff really, really comes up right now. Your mind will, like whatever's happening in your life, your mind will use it as a way to prove to you that those limiting beliefs are right. See, I really am a failure. See, I really am, it's hopeless, I'll never get over this disease. Like you feel a little bit of a symptom and then it's like, oh, this is a relapse of my blah, blah, blah. And then you feel powerless. Well, look at that. Is that even true? Am I powerless? Are you gonna buy back into that again and let it win? Or are you gonna say, wait a minute, what if this has nothing to do with that and I can just nurture myself through this experience? All right, so Nicole says, oh, sorry, got that. Jolene, Jen, hello, Jen. Rachel, it's fear of the future. For me, it seems to be where I get stuck. I know I can let go and release more. Yeah, it's just fear. And I know so much more is available, but as I've experienced moments of it. But the what if comes from the mind and sabotages it all. I know I must try to be more present. No, don't do that. You must try to be more present. Just be aware of what you're experiencing. Be with it. But it's a struggle right now. So whatever you're making be more present mean, which you're making it mean that you're in bliss as the shit comes up, don't do that. You don't have to be doing it like that. You can just be like, whoa, this is pretty intense. Just appreciate how intense it really is. The thought of truly letting go scares me deep down, if that makes sense. Yeah, all of us. And it's the thing that will really create the most. So nurture yourself through it. Like, it's okay, I can let go. It's okay, this is the moment. It's okay, this is the thing I've been clamping down around that's been shutting me off to my life force and my health and my wealth. This is it. What if I could just 2% open a little to like become aware of it, presence it, feel it, breathe through it, and not clamp down? You'll let the energy move. And it's truly extraordinary what can happen. Okay, I did put an invitation out last week to those of you who are practitioners moving into a more expansive way of doing your work for others. And we have this online collaborative. It's kind of like a mastermind, but it's accessing your higher mind. Because what's getting created for so many of us right now, just like for my bookkeeper, is more expansive structures that have more space for us, ways of operating, whether it's in your work or in your world in any way, that really honor the whole of who you are. And it's up to you to let that come in, to follow your guidance and let that be created. It doesn't have to be hard work, and it's not gonna be created in that third dimensional way that we've been taught to create, the go for it, the make it happen. Especially for practitioners who are doing something more expansive, it can't be created like that. And there's a whole different set of guidelines for how to create something that really contributes to humanity and to yourself than all of the rules about how to do business and what you need to do to grow a business. So that collaborative is at drkimd.com/collaborative. We do still have the replay, I think, for another day of that webinar I did last week on this. And even just that alone is a huge contribution. It's free. Jessica, can you share the link here so people have that as well? And you can view just kind of like that whole premise of how could I be more expansive in allowing new things to be created in my life? Lena says it's October and only 3 months left of the year. And I started to get this huge panic about that. Well, you're going to have another year, most likely, because I was supposed to be in a different place next year with my health. Yeah, we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have these things happen in our timeline, but that's another way to just release resistance and let this energy move through, is letting go of the insistence that life be on your timeline. Doesn't mean you don't get to feel expansive right now. It just means that the physical world may not fall into place on the timeline that you think it needs to. Okay, I feel like I have super little time now, and my life is passing by, and another year with illness. So can you let yourself have whatever is that physical illness, or maybe it's a limitation, and be in an expansive state? Can you let yourself be as fully alive with what's going on right now? Like, there's people who have no arms and no legs, but I have a friend who had a severe neck injury and paralyzed him, the whole body. And he honestly said, I'm more fully alive now than I've ever been in my life when I had full function of my body. Now, I'm not saying you need to go for that, but for him, he was able to let this experience show him who he really is. I'm not my job. I'm not my productivity. I'm not my money. I'm not being Mr. Big Shot in the world, because he was out there doing all this stuff and it halted all of that. And it was really hard in the beginning, and he kept going deeper to find, like, what is this really about? Who am I really? And how can I live fully in the structure I'm in now? So it doesn't mean you don't have cancer anymore. Sorry. It means you can be fully alive even in that circumstance. And yes, by the way, that is the exact frequency that allows the cells to heal and cancer to resolve. We have seen this. So can you let yourself, even though my body isn't where I thought it would be and now it's the end of the year, be in an expansion of I love and accept myself fully, and I take that pressure off, and it's not about that. It's about who I get to be. Do I know myself? I am an infinite being having a physical experience. Can I let myself be at ease with exactly who I am as I am? Because the only suffering we ever experience is from that resistance, resisting what is. Not easy, but that's mastery, to be in non-resistance of what is. So if you just do that 2% more, it will create a massive shift in what's possible for your healing. She went on to say, I get super scared that I'll never be well again and that I'm a fool for thinking I could be healthy. Well, there's one person I'm working with privately who's got severe neuropathy in her leg. And she's like, I'm losing function of this leg. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And now she's not able to walk normally. Like, there's a lot of challenges, but there's all this despair and fear. And the despair and fear is, I'm not going to have anyone to help me. I'm not going to have what I need. I'm not going to be able to do things. So it's all this projecting into the future, a future that's unwanted. What if it's not about the leg? What if it's about I'm willing to receive my life exactly as it is and always feel whole and complete and always feel lightness and love? Well, if I always feel whole and complete and lightness and love, it really doesn't matter what's going on or not going on. It lets everything that's happening be the cherry on top of my sense of wholeness. And the one thing your body requires most to restore ideal health is for you to be in that alignment of, I am whole and complete in the sense of my own knowing. I am willing to stand in that foundation. That is the thing that's been shown to let the body heal. So see if you can go a little deeper in your willingness to be easy on yourself. Don't put this pressure on yourself, because who knows the timeline your body really needs to regenerate? Who knows? But as soon as you put that on, like, it's gonna be by next year and that's what's gonna happen, you actually put a hardness in place that blocks healing. Danielle says, my life and health has been falling apart the last three to four years. And it did feel devastating. It was not at all anchored in anything. And it was so traumatic, even though I knew on some level it was all necessary. Okay, so you knew on some level it was all necessary. Deepen into that, right? Okay, I lost this job, but I was complaining about it every day and I really hated it. And would I be willing to make space for something, like to see that life is serving me? And if life's serving me by putting out with the old, of course it's because it's gonna come in with something new. Would I be willing to walk through that, completing that journey instead of continuing to resist it? She said, now I slowly shift and process that looking back. And I learn how to move through my processes with more trust and ease, layers and layers. So grateful to have landed in your work and awareness and a different way of being. Awesome. All right, hold on. Hey, Natalie, woohoo! All right, Jan says, I'm here and listening. Nicole, I thought this year, 2019, would be my year. I thought I'd be healed by now. It's been over a decade and I've had some and it completes. Nicole, your healing is not about your body. You've got to begin to start to get that. Your healing is about your awakening. And what life is asking of you is, will you awaken even though X, Y, and Z in your body? Even though you feel this, this, and that? Even though this is what's happening? It's going to take more consciousness. All right, I'm gonna complete. Thanks for putting that link in there for the webinar, Jessica. I don't know if that's the webinar. Marissa, the video stopped working for me. I love your work. I'm going through the last 3-4 years in your videos. It's helped me so much. Yeah, I've got a lot on YouTube. So a lot of people every week, I have someone saying, I've been binge watching your YouTube and I have no more pain in my body. Or I've been binge watching your YouTube and I've had so much awakening and insight. So have at it. I really am excited to share more on that YouTube too. We will be here every week on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain in the Mind Body community and Facebook. We've been communicating also in Instagram, and I'm not sure if we're gonna keep that going or what I'm doing with my Instagram right now, because it's a lot more fluid for me in Facebook. So I'm gonna feel that out and see where I go with that. That's another big piece I shared in the webinar, is like anything that decreases your frequency is gonna diminish what's happening in your business. It's over on the corner, by the dining table, you'll see it. All right, hi Eve. Eve says, I love how it sounds when you talk about it, but I can't access that lightness, wholeness, and love when everything seems to be falling apart. Make time to check in and actually like do, even if it's 8 minutes a day, to step away from the chaos and give yourself a little bit of a bubble of fill it up with light and let your body know, body, I'm here with you. It's okay. We are not our life. We are not our body. We are not our outside circumstances. You've got to be the one to begin to cultivate this higher awareness instead of just trying to like engage in the chaos and welcome it in on the fly. Carve out, even if it's only 8 minutes a day, carve out, like make it the most important thing that you do, because it really is nothing else that's worth focusing on when you're, you know, when you're in chaos. All right, everyone, I love you. I'm at drkimd.com. Definitely subscribe. The quiz is there to guide you through your own personal expansion and give you some really great resources. So drkimd.com, there's a quiz on the front page and some other awesome opt-ins that we put in there recently. So looking forward to connecting with you more fully soon. And for those of you who are excited to come into the collaborative, that is on offer, growing, and it's a really, really powerful group to assist your ascension and increasing your frequency so that your life can open up in unthinkable ways. All right, lots of love. I'll answer the rest of the questions that come in as we go as well. So for those of you listening to the recording, bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.